Yes, it is the Oh No Radio Show.
Show us your tits.
Let's do it.
Show us your boobs.
Show us all the boobs.
Let us see the boobs.
I don't care if they're crazy boobs. I want to look at them. I just want
call in with your boobs.
Literally, use your phone.
Dial with your nipple.
Dial with your nipple and call in with your boobs. As we have just said, this is the Oh No Radio Show. I am the captain of this shit ship. My name is Owen. With me tonight are just two fine individuals. After the last couple of weeks of having a, I think, more
full
than full
house.
Studio, very full house, we're stripping it down a little bit.
It's nice. I can stretch my shit out a little.
Yeah, we're stripping it.
I'm on the big boy couch.
Yeah, getting
Tom's on the big boy couch. I like it.
That's right. But no, getting down to business. Ty is here, as you've just heard.
Hello.
And Tom is as well.
What's up?
Woo!
Dope.
But no, it's I'm actually kind of looking forward to this. We've not got that pesky Duncan to deal with tonight.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
Always with his just weed, nonstop weed talks. And his...
He gives it the weed edge.
And his butthurt mentality towards the world. You know, we don't have to deal with that. I just get to concentrate on having some fun with you guys.
All right.
We're off to a good start.
That's right. That's right. Tom's been slaving away in an orange grove all day today.
True story.
Not probably doing what normal people do in an orange grove, but
true.
Working
not
in an orange
grove. Not being a migrant worker.
It's
I
actually
was working
not far
in production.
Off, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not that far off.
I mean, I went through all that like pain and turmoil that those people go through while
See,
doing
you feel
that
like
job.
you feel like you've lived a day
I've
in their
I've got
shoes.
The sunburn and like the pains in weird places. Totally. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to write a book about it.
Craigslist Killer is excited because he said, hell yeah, less people means more time for Tom to talk.
Cool.
So he's
this guy should come on over here. We got an empty mic for him.
He's your biggest fan.
Yeah.
He's your
come
biggest
sit
fan.
Next to me, Craigslist. Come on.
Yeah, and maybe he will. You never know what can happen on this show. All sorts
Bring
of
me a dresser, too. I just like a... Like,
like a what?
You know, a dresser. He's just get it off Craigslist, kill somebody.
Oh,
gosh. Gotcha.
You mean like an armoire?
No, you mean like a thing
that like holds it with drawers and
yeah,
all
with
that.
Drawers and What's you know you I put your clothes in it. It's
an
a
armoire is more an of a, like an yeah. opening.
Okay,
piece of furniture.
Wait a minute.
Like a
wait a minute.
An armoire has right? a larger like
it's taller.
Top, it has a larger top section wow. that you put a TV in or like.
Okay,
whatever. This is the most NPR the show has ever been. I just want to mention that.
What's the difference between an armoire?
If you just tuned in, we're talking about furniture.
Yeah.
Well. He said he has a collection. They're currently full of dead bodies. Just clean one out, you know,
yeah.
give a little spray for yeah. me.
And dump it out a
come
little
Come on,
bit.
Craigslist.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
We had a good week, though, already this week. Since our last show, the three of us have rendezvoused.
An unexpected thing.
and
it worked.
It was actually like a really good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we ended up going to Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest!
Hells yeah, represented that.
For who does it? The... German-American Society.
Yeah, yep. the Germans.
The Germans. It was actually like pretty authentic. The food was pretty damn spot
Food's
on.
Always,
scenery was.
You know, the food, we both been there for the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, easily.
Definitely 3 years. And the food doesn't really change much, but God damn it, it is always so perfect.
It's like a must do. You know, yeah. you gotta run the gamut when you're there. You gotta do a little bit of each piece, really.
Yep.
I always start with the brat, which we did.
We all hit the brat out of the gate.
Yeah, it's the
brat,
way to go, though.
You know, German tater salad is always pretty tasty.
It's not bad.
But the potato pancake.
Oh, that's the Arc de Triomphe.
It calls me out throughout the whole time. My decision process is, should I get my potato pancake
you know,
now
or well, should I wait for the potato
okay,
pancake?
Okay, you guys left a little earlier.
We did. After the fact,
I made the run for the potato pancake. I waited in line for over an hour.
Oh my God.
What?
I fuck you not. A fucking straight, almost a straight hour. The line literally like went all the way like to the end of its like original line and then made another line that like cut through the beer part of that next door part.
Well, no, it's interesting because it's funny you say that.
Intense.
We were saying as Ty and Teresa were leaving the event, we were saying like, I think we're leaving at the right time.
Oh,
like, everybody
ascended,
was showing up.
It ascended on it. It
the
was
line
like,
to get in by the
way
we
to get
were
in
leaving
was outrageous.
Was
while
just,
we were leaving.
It was it,
talk
that,
about being
that
there
line
the right
had to
time.
Be a good half an hour or an hour. Like
But it is always a good time. You know?
It was
a little
great.
Expensive. That would be my only gripe, but sort of worth it.
It's not outrageous. Terrible. It's not like Food and Wine Fest.
No, it's not.
It's like a night going like downtown drinking, but doing something totally different.
The beer was flowing everywhere. You know, I mean,
I never had. I thought this year the beer was like the serving of the beer was better.
Definitely better.
Like I think last year they realized imagine like food lines were the beer lines. They were longer. You got frustrated, but I felt like everywhere we got served pretty fast.
Yeah, I think 15 minutes was probably the longest I waited for anything, and that was, you know, that wasn't too crazy.
I need to get a proper German fedora, you know.
People are rocking them. Yeah,
it was funny because you have your Tyzenberg hat.
The Tyzenberg is no more, which is
any occasion for you to actually like fit in wearing your Tyzenberg hat.
The Tyzenberg flew away on my birthday. I was quite drunk, and I think it made its way out of my truck.
Flew away. Wait, flew away. It actually like got blown off your head and then rolled far away out of your reach.
Pretty sure that happened.
Why didn't you run after it?
No, it wasn't that easy.
What? No. It's always easy to run after a hat you love.
But I was driving. I was driving away.
Oh, so it exited via you driving.
Yeah, while I was driving, it was like...
So you were
flew out the window.
So it was your birthday. You were obviously drunk.
Yeah.
And driving.
I had to make it home.
The van or... What
no,
was it?
This was in the truck. It was my last.
Can I be honest with you?
March.
It would be awesome to see what happened after that. Like the homeless guy that's not wearing the Tyzenberg hat downtown.
There's got to be one.
This man, take a picture of it and send it to the show.
You all know which hat we're talking about.
The Tyzenberg hat.
Speaking of taking pictures, I'm the only one that actually went through with it, but I think we need to start an Ono Radio Show sticker scavenger hunt. So I'm going to start putting stickers.
That's a great idea.
Start putting stickers in places. I'm going to give you guys clues
as
to where those stickers are, and if you can find the sticker, you get a sticker.
There's a prize
for finding a sticker. Yeah, the prize is a sticker for finding the sticker, but a fresh one that you can put on whatever you would like, and then we can then just perpetuate the game from
Leave
there.
Some hints.
Just slap it.
And the first one I'm going to say is at the German American Society.
Please go find it and take a picture.
It is definitely there. You just have to get real creative as to where it is. You have to be a man. Yeah, and this is that's your last clue. If you can't get it from that, you're a dipshit.
But if a girl gets it, we got mad props to you for doing
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Go do it, ladies.
But no, really good time. Glad you guys invited me out. I will say that I was a little disappointed. There weren't enough tits for me, really. I felt like maybe as evening progressed, there would have been more tits.
Normally, I think the tits come out at night in that situation. Yeah. The family aspect of it is there with the day.
Yeah, you know?
But I'm sure, I mean, I saw the Lederhosen got a lot more hoey.
Yeah,
I was kind of wanting more of that. Next time there were some
purposely overtly sexy Lederhosen outfits going hot. Yeah.
Ty's all about overtly sexy Lederhosen
and losing your fucking hat. You fucking asshole.
And
such a great hat.
The other part that surprised me.
It's a great hat.
The other part that surprised me, I didn't really expect, were there were like more than a handful of black people there.
They were representing.
I swear to God, man.
Just throw it in a little bit. Just test those racist waters a little bit.
I'm making an observation.
He's got to cast one out each show.
Some brothers at the German Fest.
I'm just making an observation.
Shit.
Some do-rags at the Oktoberfest.
They were all pretty respectable-looking black people that I saw.
Yeah, they were good. They were
good blacks.
One was
good
blacks. One was good and good and large.
One was extremely large.
It was like if you were to take a big aerial picture of Oktoberfest, you would be able to make this person out.
Exactly. I think Tom, as soon as she walked in, looked at me and said, "Oh, look, Precious is here."
I mean, in good fun, you know. If she knew me, she would have laughed.
I mean,
she was
running with a bucket of chicken. So,
oh shit, schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
She locked down the schnitzel. Actually, behind her in line, they actually said they sold out after she went through. So.
That's why the potato pancake line was so long, Ty.
Jeez, how many did you order up there?
Oh, fat and black jokes. It's great. This is how the show needs to run, folks.
From furniture to racism.
Exactly. To be making fun of fat people. What is that called? Is that weightism? Or is that...
Yeah, I do think it's an ism now.
Would it be? Is it a...
It's just being a dick. Or you know what it is? Bullying. That's the new fun term. Like, you bullied that fat kid because you made him cry online because you called him fat.
Well, there are, like... This whole thing with the bullies, though, these days... And Duncan gets mad when I talk about this because he's like, I was bullied and blah, blah, blah.
Well, he's not here. Well, he's not here.
So, yeah. No, I do think it is kind of just like... A cop out, like everything is bullying now with the kids. Everything is just this
bullying
politically correct
you,
bullshit.
Does it not give you character?
It
of
absolutely
some sort?
Gives
does
you
it
character.
Not,
yeah,
knocks you know, your self esteem yeah. down a peg so that you improve upon the things that are horrible.
That's where writers are born from, and you know it's
exactly.
Oh, I mean,
how comedians. There wouldn't be comedy if it wasn't for bullying.
I know.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm sorry if I bullied some kid once or twice. I'm sorry.
I can imagine you know, as a little bully. Like,
you think
you were
so?
Tall. But you were tall and you just used to...
And weren't you kind of a little bit of a bigger kid, too?
Yeah, you were slightly fatter.
I was slightly fatter, but I was never,
you were,
fat.
Nah, you
I was,
some,
well, I was 260.
I've seen those throwback Thursday butterball face
dude.
Pictures.
You weren't Duncan fat, but you
that
were,
was
you
about
were,
the biggest I ever was.
You were like Biff from Home Alone fat.
It's about right. That's about right.
I can just see you like beating your younger brother Kevin up for his Playboy or
Speaking
something.
Speaking of, that's
there
probably
was one, ginger
one of the
kid.
Best. That was one of the best the cinematic. What, at Oktoberfest?
No, that I used to bully.
I used to bully.
I always felt bad later on in my life. I know his name was Matt. I can't remember his last
Matt,
name.
Matt, if you're listening to the show, yeah. Ty wants to say
I'm
he's sorry,
sorry, dude. Yeah, it was easy. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell me it wasn't easy, but.
Yeah, but he could have changed the color of his hair, you know? He could have
or rocked a hat.
Not his freckles, though.
Nah. Was this in high school? What are we talking about?
No, before high school, probably. Oh.
But I feel like that's what kids just did. You were just
absolutely.
Like, kids were all little assholes to each other. Has it ever really been different? I mean, now it's, you know what makes it, it's the internet. It's like, now kids can take to a whole new way of shaming someone.
Well,
now
bullying has become trolling. And now
trolling,
it's,
sure.
No, it's become its whole, yeah, this whole other thing. But even trolling to a degree has such an element of comedy in it sometimes.
Oh, of course, it's, yeah. It's the peanut gallery of things, you know?
Mm-hmm. The stuff I don't like with the online shit with the bullying is just like the ridiculous like YouTube comments that are, you know...
Yeah,
fuck
like,
you,
like
faggot, you're,
yeah, or when people
gay.
Take it to a level that's I just can't. Like so absurd, like you fucking bitch, I'll rape you, like what the fuck, dude,
yeah,
what the fuck.
Well, this is a good segue,
comment,
actually.
Comment threads, man.
Well, it just goes to show, it's just like people are just really weird and fucked up.
Speaking of saying stupid shit and making inappropriate jokes,
nice.
Have you heard about this latest Ebola thing that happened today?
No.
Today.
This is great. You guys were working or busy. You probably haven't heard about this. I forget where it was. I think the flight was going from somewhere in the U.S. in like northeast. Like I want to say like maybe Philly or something. And it was going down to Haiti or no Dominican Republic, same island,
right.
Whatever. And some guy on the plane, like I think before it takes off, is like he's sneezing and stuff, and. He makes some joke about how he was just in Africa and I got the Ebola, what have you.
That's
a joke
up.
Gone wrong.
So no, that's in all up. Seriousness, they shut down the entire plane. The plane's like everybody is pissed as fuck because I don't think anybody really thought that this guy had Ebola, but they have to take that shit serious as fuck. So like there's a video out there. It's not very good quality, or else I would have pulled it. But it has the stewardess, and she's explaining over the microphone like, okay, this is a new situation to all of us. I know you guys. Are pretty angry right now and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and it's while they're waiting for the guys in the big hazmat suits with the masks on, like four or five of them come onto the plane to escort the guy off the plane, and then like all the people around where the guy was are just like. putting their like shirts over their mouths.
Yeah, because at that point you're like, this is fucking real.
Like, shit's going down. And like, and the stewardess even says something along the lines of, I think this guy's really stupid, or like she makes some like comment like that. And then she even says like, and I can't really stop any of you from, everybody's got their phones and everybody's got their video, and I can't really stop any of you from taking it. And like, everyone's got their phone out as the right. dudes in the hazmat suits
awesome.
Are coming on to the
I gotta
plane.
Watch these videos.
Yeah, it's pretty intense, but this guy, this guy like is getting off the plane. You can just see like, he's huge black dude, like really nicely dressed and stuff.
Shining
like
his phone.
Yeah, pretty much. And
I'm everywhere.
Oh, yeah, look at me.
You dumb motherfucker.
I'm trending.
And there's people like booing him as he's getting off
I'd be
the plane.
So angry, like, you like, motherfucker.
You fucking piece of shit. It's the same as, you know, never say bomb on an airplane.
Don't do it.
Just don't go say an Ebola right now. Don't go to any populated areas and be like, I got Ebola! You know,
yeah, Ebola and bomb, no say.
No good.
Too
no
soon.
Good. In the privacy of your own home, yes.
So how long is it? Because we AIDS is funny now, right?
AIDS
crossed that line a while ago.
Yeah,
AIDS,
yeah.
We're cool with AIDS.
So how long does it take for Ebola to be funny?
Well,
I feel like it is funny.
I feel like it kind of is.
It's always been an old friend, Ebola.
It's a little bit funny, but once this big pandemic in Africa dies down a little bit,
then we can laugh.
Then you know, but it's kind of funny right now.
We had a guy taking off
just
a flight.
Keep it over there, please.
There was a guy taking off the flight in Orlando like last week. That was suspected. Yeah, like I've never heard anything more of it, but yeah, suspected.
How they know these suspected people?
I don't
people.
Fucking know.
I think I want to say that I just think it is also the media runs with this shit too.
Oh,
you know, it's just so like a thing. Like you said, trending. It's just like a trendy thing to talk about now.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, they're always looking for the fear factor.
It's threat
they're
level
always...
orange. You know, kind of shit. Like let's just scare Americans a little more. Mm-hmm. Okay, this new thing is out there and it's turning people into vampires, and that's a
exactly.
show on FX. You know, stupid.
Exactly.
That is. I haven't seen that show, but what is that? The Strain.
I just pitched it to you. Yeah.
No, that is kind of what The Strain is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But with vampires.
That
you
show.
You should
vampire zombies.
I'll give it the thumbs up. I like The Strain. It just ended. The season just ended. It was Deese. It was Deese. Entertaining.
Decent.
I like Craigslist Killer's comment. You got to stay HIV positive in life.
Hey, that's nice. Hey. That's a sticker right there.
That is. I call it the high five most of the time. That's usually what I call it. But
the HIV plus?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Orlando, there was a thing that went around in the social media
sphere,
realm.
I was wondering
social
if
media
bring
sphere.
This up tonight.
Yeah. That I got super excited about, and turns out I'm pretty damn sure this was a hoax, but someone had the brilliant idea of faking that Louis C.K. was here in town and got up on stage and did a set at Space Bar.
Which Space Bar is a fairly small venue.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It would have been fucking
out of baller.
They were saying
he did an hour. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they came out and said that? The bar?
No.
I don't know where it's leaked from. It's obviously not true. I posted on my Facebook just saying, oh my God, this is fucking awesome. And then the next day, my good friend Summer pops in the thing and just like, yeah, everybody's kind of saying that wasn't true. I'm like,
well, Alex Luchin.
That's why I was going to ask you, because I know you knew a couple of the comics, because they were all comics
Doesn't Clay do that Space Bar too?
Yeah, I think Clay was tagged in that status, I think.
Well, you remember Ross Padgett, the tall and goofy guy? Not Tom and Dan Ross, but the other Ross.
Oh, yeah.
He was tagged in it as well, as part of that. So that's, I think, how it came across my shit. And,
I don't know if they all knew from the get-go, but...
I do have to actually say a shout out to Ross of Tom and Dan, like our good friend Ross,
who Tom
blew off. You know, you didn't get to meet him, but
no, I heard all the legends of Ross.
Yeah. Ross, he's a great guy, and I'm a fan of Tom and Dan. It's pretty well known, our local podcast here in town, and I have to say, like, I'll give him a shout out right now because they did something customer service wise and just cool dude wise that I've never seen like really done, especially for a business like this. And I've ordered a couple of shirts from them. I'm wearing one right now, actually. And I got a duplicate. So I had ordered a shirt a few weeks back. I ordered another one. I got the same shirt in the mail. I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Weak.
Yeah. So I email Dan and explain the situation. And I'm like, here's the deal. Like, I know, like, I live, like, probably, like, 5 minutes from you. Like, I really feel stupid putting this in the mailbox and sending it back to you. Like,
can I just come over?
Can we just, like, meet up? Or, and, like, if it's any consolation, Ross has been around my house to do my podcast. So he sends me an email back and saying, yeah, you can send it here. You know, he doesn't really say anything about any of that, kind of ignores it. I get it, whatever. So I kind of sit on it for a few days. I don't really think about the shirt. And I get home yesterday, and there's a package on my door, completely unmarked, completely unaddressed, and it's the shirt that I actually ordered.
Huh.
So I'm like, wait a minute, what? Turns out Ross,
he
gave a shirt to Ross. Ross came by, dropped it off for me, and nice. And just left it. I sent him an email. I'm like saying, dude, that really made my day. Thank you so much for doing that.
That's cool.
Here's the deal, though. I can't send you back the other shirt because I ended up wearing it because I'm a scumbag and I didn't have anything else to wear.
That's pretty good.
You know. And
no big deal.
Yeah, he's like, no big deal. This one's on us. Like, right. Keep it, whatever. I still ended up sending $20 to him. Just, you know, I'll buy the other what? Shirt just because I'm a stand up dude, man.
You guys like had a generosity duel there. For
we
a
did.
While.
We had
like,
a generosity.
Hey, oh, thank you.
Duel.
Well, I will see your generosity and give you a tip. And
I just think it's really cool. Like, they didn't have to.
Cool,
no man. One had to go out of their way. And like, yes, granted, Ross knows, you know, where I'm at and everything. And it was probably. I think we're kind of on his way. So. He swung by, dropped it off. Great. You know, I texted Ross that later that evening, and I'm like, so this sounds weird then. My bad. But are you like the t-shirt fairy, or what's going on there? And he's like, yeah, that was me. So
it would have been creepier if it was on your table in the kitchen.
Oh, that would be
in.
Great, wouldn't it?
It's sexy.
Then I would just get you thinking, like, how'd he get in?
My cat is wearing it.
Yeah. It's already hung up in your bedroom. Like, what the fuck?
Then I would just think I was losing my mind. And,
you know, I just wore your clothes, ate your food, slept in your bed.
I wouldn't put this sort of thing, you know,
past this guy.
I mean, Ross.
Yeah, all right. We'll keep an eye out.
He's got magical qualities.
He wants to see what your thread count is. You know, just
yeah.
Roll around
he wants to, you know, get a taste of your jib. You know,
I took a good nap today when I got home from work.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Napped hard?
Power nap.
Hard, though?
Pretty hard.
Like out cold nap?
Like out cold
yeah,
nap,
those are the
dude.
Best naps. Those are the most refreshing ones.
I had one beer when I got home, and I was just like, you know what? I've got a couple of hours to kill. These assholes, we're not doing the show till
sleepy
late
time.
Tonight.
I did. I greedily did a 5 minute like back of the truck nap.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I did. Five I snuck minute. It, and I, it was probably about five, and I went to go look for something. I'm like, I'll give it five. I did. I donked for five and awoke and walked back out. Into
sometimes
the hot
those
sun
will
and
do
worked.
You a lot of good, though. Yeah. No, and there's nothing better than a work nap. Where we've talked about work naps.
Work naps.
They're one of my favorite things in the world.
Doing some of the stuff me and Tom do, like props in our department, like everybody understands that we're all working at
the
end
so
of
let
our
us kinda get
sometimes.
Our, yeah,
so,
working at full capacity, working fast.
You know, we're sweating and go through a couple changes of clothes and fucking, all right, go nap for a minute, cover me later. High fives.
Go sleep in the trees over there and then just come back to work.
Yeah, take a piss. It's cool.
So before we get too off the rails, I do have some videos that I would like to check out
my
this
God.
Evening. And by the way, if you want to give us a call, you can do that at
3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
Or you can Skype us at Oh No Radio Show.
Do it.
Yeah.
You should.
So, I've talked about homeless people before on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, homeless.
man, I've talked about how I've both been kind to homeless people and I've been a dick to homeless people.
Is a new middle class, man.
Well, it all depends what sort of mood I'm in, but your average panhandler does get on my nerves. I'm
sure.
Just going to go ahead and say that. So this is a news report I want to present to you.
On video, getting into a brand new car has gotten a lot of attention online. But wait till you see what happened to our photojournalist when he caught her back on that same street corner. New at 6, News 9's Dana Hurtnicki has the story.
Hurtnicki.
The woman was standing here on this median in the entrance to Quail Springs Mall, holding a sign that says she was a 78-year-old widow and she needed money.
You asking for money in the middle of the street, and you drive a 2013 car?
That's Daniel Ayala in the video.
Well, I see this little old lady there, 78, 90 years old, she's looking like.
Says he works two jobs and still tries to give to people who need help.
Very forward, sir.
I see you hungry. I give you every day $3, $2. Thursday, I did not eat, so give you $4. It made me mad when I saw her Monday behind this gas station right here parked, counting the money, and she had a lot of money in her lap. And I couldn't take it. My anger took over me.
And despite the fact that this video has been viewed almost 2 million times,
for real?
That lady was back at that same median today.
Still getting money.
Didn't want to talk about her car.
This is my spot.
I have no car. Get the hell away from me right now.
This is my spot.
Don't stop.
According to the Homeless Alliance, smacked only about 20% of panhandlers are actually homeless.
That right there.
She hit the camera guy.
So she's, you know, doing this up and down on this, like, you know, busy intersection. Then right around the corner, she goes, parts her car behind this gas station, hops in, and fucking A, though, man. Like, well, counts her money.
Here's the thing. She's going to die soon. So she can't take it with her. It's the fucking evil bitch.
It's true, but yeah, it is. It's just so, like, disheartening to me. The funniest part is how pissed that guy does get, that Hector Ortiz or whatever his name was.
I did not eat. That was like my favorite line.
I gave you money. I did not eat that day.
Senorita.
I think they cut it out of this particular clip, but he basically says if he sees her car there again tomorrow, how he's gonna smash the windshield.
Awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
she's driving the 2013.
Yeah, 2013.
She's leasing it.
Yeah, right. But no, it's just 20% of these people.
I think a lot more people do that than you can imagine.
Yeah,
especially here,
DC. DC's famous.
Oh, we should do that. We should stake out some homeless people and just follow them for a day. We could do a whole documentary.
I'm in. I'm in.
They go home to this baller apartment.
Hobo hunters. Yeah. That'd be sweet.
It does make you think, though, because obviously there are people out there that, like, are in need that could genuinely use a fucking dollar, but you hear stories like this, and it makes me never want to give to any of these fuckers.
Yeah, it's true.
It's pretty rare you get me to be that, I don't know, I feel like everybody's...
I mean, do you give to
very fucking rarely?
Yeah,
every now and again, but it's like once in a blue moon shit, and they gotta have kind of a good story if they're telling me their story. It's got to be like almost believable. Like, all right, I know you said this a lot, but still here.
A funny thing that somebody told me one time about homeless people is the guy I used to work with said he used to keep a little bowl of candy in his car. And the homeless guys would come down the median and stuff, and he'd be like, come here, come here. And they'd come and he'd give them the little, like, mini size, like, Kit Kat bar.
Werther's Original or
something. That's what he would do, like, mini Kit Kat bar. And he goes, the looks on the faces of these people. It's like some people will take him, and then some people will just look at him in disgust, like, you sick motherfucker.
I'm gonna actually steal that from your buddy, and I think I'm gonna start doing that.
I think you should, dude.
You got a candy bowl.
Because here's the thing. It's like, you still did that dude a solid. You gave that dude some free candy. It's food. It's sustenance.
It's sugar. You got,
That'll keep him alive for a couple more hours, you know?
It's true.
But he won't look at it that way, because that motherfucker wanted that cash.
I'll make this in doo-doo. M&M's.
You always get the guy like that conveniently runs out of gas at the gas station. That always
I had
coming
that
up to
I had to do that dude do that to me one time.
It's like, I've had it so many times. I'm like, do you guys realize that this is...
Can you guys write a new script? Yeah, a new script where you get... where you've conned me?
They always ask for like 49 cents or some bullshit like that. Like, oh yeah, it's, 49 cents is
that specific.
What you want? Here you go. I got fucking 4 pennies.
I've had the one nickels. Recently where the guy has asked for spare change outside of the good old Sunshine Food Mart up the road, my Habib Mart. he's asked me for money whilst drinking a can of Natty Light. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's drinking a beer, asking me for money for food.
That's not called a persuasive lead into your sales pitch.
Not even, like, trying to hide it or anything. Like, just,
hey, man,
gesturing with
it.
Sip it,
man.
Sip it. He's like, hold on. Slurping it back.
You
like
think I get a dollar? Come on.
Look, I know what you... I love when they're like, look, I know what you're thinking. I have had people say that, like, you don't know what I'm fucking thinking at all.
Well, and the majority of the time, if I am thinking that, it's probably true. Like, goddamn junkie, get out of here.
Work for it. Give me a great story, and
give
maybe
me a joke.
I'll even just know you're full of shit, and I might give you a dollar.
Yeah,
or a Reese's, Reese's Pieces. Say,
I got, like, a peanut softer heart for the females, too. You know, the females, when they're all homeless, being homelessy.
That's like a new look for a girl's, like, homelessy.
Homelessy. Yeah.
Dude, she's so homelessy.
That's like at a Zoolander,
it's,
though, isn't
it's
it?
Like a stripper.
Her homeless look.
It's strippers get dollars. Shit.
Yeah.
Be homelessy, girl.
That'd be awesome.
Here you go.
I'd be like, yo, jump on my hood and twerk, girl. You want this dollar bill?
Yeah. I want to see that butt.
What are you going to do for
shake,
me?
Shake, shake, shake that homeless
flap.
butt.
There's,
we can make that song,
dude.
I'm trying to think. Do we want to
homeless butt?
The video
shake
be
that
great.
Homeless butt.
Homeless butt. It'd be like a great
shake that.
Imagine
homeless butt.
Anaconda, but
baby
with
got crack.
Homeless,
baby got
homeless
flap.
Baby got crack.
Baby got crack.
Oh, writes itself. Homeless butt.
Oh, man.
Can that be the name of this episode?
My anaconda don't want none unless you got bums, huh?
Or I'll take 50 cents,
I don't know how to think about this, but there was something that came into my life that I kind of fell in love with, but I don't know why.
Are you a brony?
No. There's this... I read this article. It's all about this dude that started this like little mini... web series, but of him just basically playing Grand Theft Auto. And we know Grand Theft Auto, obviously, hugely popular video game series in which killing hookers and everything in your path is obviously part of the game. This guy's tried to, though, is taking a new spin on the whole thing. And I see what you're laughing at. And And he's tried to play the whole game as a pacifist throughout Grand Theft Auto. He's trying to do. Here's the setup for it, and
I could do it.
I gotta say, it's an interesting concept.
I wish to engage in this world in a manner independent of pain and suffering.
Oh boy!
That is to create and receive no negativity, to survive and engage peacefully with all other sentient beings. However, it appears that this society I've been born into is one rife with death and destruction, pain and loss. This world is
like
one filled
on
with hatred and violence, with self-declared rivals at every turn, stealing as much as they can carry, hedonists risking everything for cheap thrills, all seemingly lost, all seemingly pursuing an endless goal of leveling up, maxing out progress bars, getting all the money, and buying all the things, until they are inevitably bored, after which they find themselves simply moving on, choking themselves with the noose of emptiness and denial, all the while convincing themselves and others that they are happy. This game, this Grand Theft Auto, is what I believe to be an extension of this society, a boiled-down emulation of the worst principles available to humankind. I want to explore this world, to see if I can exist peacefully in spite of the directives imposed. I believe there is something more to this. I hope to explore the concepts of nonviolence, egalitarianism, multi-universe theory, economics, and pacifism. Good evening, my name is Gold Vision, and I am a Grand Theft Auto pacifist. The rules, self-imposed, are simple. While playing online multiplayer, commit no murder and harm no person. My primary goal, to coexist peacefully in this ultra-violent world, disregarding its chaotic and terrible modus operandi. I feel obligated to break the law in only two cases, one being the predetermined, required, and inescapable directions that are imposed early in the game, and two, in cases of self-preservation. Caveat, it was impossible to escape the offline tutorial without defeating one individual, an unnamed drug exchange enthusiast. GTA 5 secondary character Lamar imposes two offline, emphasis offline, mandatory missions which play out upon the initiation in GTA Online. The first is a car race, the second a drug theft and turnover. The first was seen as a necessary evil, a race against Lamar whose driving skills were questionable at best, with no true recourse or violence necessary. The second mission, which required the defeat of a non-human drug dealer, proved impossible to bypass. I tried following the unnamed delivery man for 2 hours. I watched as he showed remarkable and flawless computerized driving skills. I followed him all around Los Santos, hoping his reckless driving would lead him to his own demise, or ideally, the dropping of the package. At one point, he turned around in the middle of the road, only to lead me back through the entire city and back to the same exact point. For my own sake, I determined this behavior to be non-human entity, designed by the game's creators to coerce me into preparing myself to murder actual players, and they finally let me log on. In the single-player version, it is possible to bypass missions by dying 3 times. This proved irrelevant, as each death forced a restart of the checkpoint, although I allowed myself to be killed 4 times just to make sure. At a certain point, I was able to get the non-human to stop for a moment by throwing him out of his own car, at which point he froze like a statue who could be pushed around without reaction.
So yeah, this guy's doing everything in his power to and play Grand Theft Auto without doing any true, you know, damage. It is a great take on it, and that was like more or less the intro. I'm not going to play this whole thing, but I need you to see like how he really starts the game here.
Good music.
He's done this well. This is called Brand New Shoes, Part 1, Brand New Shoes.
I consider this the actual starting point of my game, my pacifism, as my opponents are all now real humans interacting online. My ranking thug, then day-night cycle initiated, it is now time to see if I can persist in a world defined by violence by acting independent of it. As I first delved into multiplayer, I found myself charged with one simple task. Go to a clothes store. I believe it was Lamar who suggested I would blend in better or gain more respect or something.
What you need to do is go get you some motherfucking gear, because you bummy as fuck.
Although honestly, I stopped listening to his advice, as his insight was composed entirely of insult, disparage, slur, and pure anarchical suggestion.
He's not that bummy.
Regardless, the text at the bottom of my screen, my inescapable direction in this existence, demanded that I spend what little money I had on the purchase of clothing. I view this text as a non-optional dictate.
I just
want to
see what this guy looks like.
Until satisfied, perhaps it can into the inescapable direction one finds eat to survive, as it appears in regular life. Following the rather innocuous directions imposed upon my character, I enter the clothing store to, quote, purchase some clothes.
Whoa,
the store clerk greets me with a clearly condescending tone, another attempt by this world to coerce me into seeking social approval through materialistic gain.
I love
shoes,
his clothes.
And not feeling the need to change what is already sufficient, I decide to keep my current shoes and discover that by choosing to stick with the pair of shoes I already own and was wearing upon entering the store, I am charged $1,090 and exceeded all the other shoe options by at least 40%. A fee I, in hindsight, gladly paid simply to avoid having to change my perfectly fine clothes.
So you obviously get the point. I mean, and it goes on this for hours, but it's...
Can I say I love his take on this, but we might all bully this guy.
Yeah, coming back around to the bullying thing. Yeah. Maybe. Oh Jesus! Though I do kind of want to try and play that myself. I don't think there's no way you can get through the game of GTA, right?
When you say get through it, like complete the story mode.
I don't think there's a way.
They were gonna force you to kill somebody. They're gonna force you to like do inflict some kind of damage.
Well, and that's okay if they absolutely do. You know. Like have it on the bottom. He's got to do it. Like he knows that that's like part of his like direction.
His code is
sort of the thing. So he knows he has to do it. But even aside from that, like all the temper, like all the accidental deaths and crimes that you would be committing are it's too much. Like in part of one of these videos, he's, you know, trying to obey all the traffic signals and just drive around the world . It becomes an unplayable game, I'm sure, at a certain point that you're doing that. I don't know. I found it amusing. I thought you guys would too.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
It rings true to actually playing it too, because, I mean, You can just go to chaos like that in that game.
Yeah.
By design.
One of my best times involving GTA was watching Ty just drive a bus around first.
Hells yeah. But that was the mystique. You want to try to ride and drive around in the cool vehicles.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some awesome...
Ty's just driving a bus around. It's all that happened. I don't know what
like having the cops chase a fucking dump truck or something.
Yeah,
or
like knocking
garbage
cars
truck.
Out of the way and just driving a bus.
Wait, speed?
It was kind of like this.
Yeah, it was quite
just
similar.
Just driving around.
Oh, to obey the laws and shit. You go for your C-class license. Oh, I did do it in Grand Theft Auto 5 successfully for an hour.
Oh, man.
I've considered buying a new Xbox or a PlayStation console simply for that game. Because there's got to, for me, it's always a good just like...
Yeah.
You can vent. You can just kind of...
It's kind of lost its mystique with me. I dig it.
Yeah,
don't get
right,
me wrong.
Right.
I like Grand
kind of
Theft Auto.
You,
I can have fun playing it, but...
But I'm not a gamer, like either of you guys.
It's a,
really.
It's a big
like,
commitment. Those games get even like longer and longer, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like...
San Andreas might have been the last one I really, really like. They're all good. They're all...
They all have their own little...
Yeah, they have their ups and downs and shit, but...
It doesn't change, you know. It's like the mechanics of the game never really changed. They just kind of kept like upping the value and the
now
graphics
you can get a
and the world.
Now
and,
you can get
right.
the
yeah, you know, and I don't know, but it. I guess though, if you do like it, you're not upset by playing the new ones. They're always just as good, if not better.
Yeah, also true. Yeah, I haven't played the newest. What's going on?
This is an infomercial I found.
What's going on here?
Good lead-in.
I'm just trying to
GTA to GTA characters
GTA
is like
characters
doing it.
Looking like they're doing it. Yeah, it's an infomercial I found for a new product on the market. You know how I love my products.
You do love your products.
I love my
we
products.
We gotta have a section where you just love your products.
Owen loves his products.
He loves his products.
This is a new product. It's called the Scroguard.
Scroguard.
It's called the
Scroguard.
Wasn't
that one of He-Man's enemies?
Scroguard, no!
And the
away, Scroguard!
As Tom just commented, it is very video game looking graphics. We've got some very poorly designed characters, and seems like they're
all right. Let's let the fun begin.
You are getting ready to have a blast,
whoa.
But you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore.
HPV.
Now, there's Scroguard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom. The secret is
guarantee
the high
you'll never get laid
latex
again.
That is thick enough to cover your genital area, but thin enough to feel like a second skin.
So that's
exactly like
what this thing
diaper
looks like. Exactly. It's like a pair of like a Speedo, but it's got
a condom.
It's latex. And, well, it doesn't even have a condom. You got to put a condom on, and I guess you tuck it in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a ball condom.
It's
like a birdhouse
condom
for your dick, and your dick's just like looking
yeah
through
it. It does look like a yeah. So here we go.
This upsets me.
Just fasten any two buttons securely into place.
What?
Buttons?
Ready. Tuck the condom into the base. Got an intimate encounter
with
someone new?
They got a great voiceover guy. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the best
pocket
part about this.
Dude, seriously.
That guy sucked
in
me in.
Full of dicks that need to be covered. We will give you a Scroguard.
I think we need to get
it
him
epic
to do some Ono Radio Show voiceover work.
I bet he's cheap.
I bet he is if he's doing this shit.
Scroguard, baby.
Do I have permission to put this on my reel?
So check this out. Apparently,
Scroguard,
they're so small you can fit them in your pocket for when you're on the go.
With someone new, Scroguard slips easily into your pocket.
Are
so
you a
you
butler
carry
going
it with
on
you
a date?
Wherever you go. You can also put on Scroguard hours before the main event so that you can avoid awkward interruptions. Its soft, durable, elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
Okay, hold on a second.
Scroguard is disposable and washable.
How
so
awkward
you can
is
stay
it when,
clean
a, when you're going
every
to actually
time
have sex and then the Scroguard is revealed?
Yeah, exactly. Stop it, Ty. You do this like every show now.
Are you playing Skrogard on there?
He's playing the show on the show.
Show on the app.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Don't cross the streams, Ty.
Thanks.
The streams crossed.
But yeah, so seriously, you can either go take it with you, put it on. You could
yeah, but even
wear
if you
it
put it
on your date
before you're ready to have sex, at one point the girl's like, "What did you just go put on in the bathroom? You're wearing a dick diaper.
What is that yeah. thing? Like, just, like your pants it, come off and she's
or
just...
do you go, is that medical? What's wrong? I mean, all that, you're, yeah. there's too many questions that come out of you walking out
I
wearing
would instantly,
a scroll guard.
If I was a girl or a gay guy, you know, about to use this thing.
What's your cover is the better
That's
question.
The market.
True,
it's the gay market.
True. But no, seriously, like, I would go medical, like, first thing. Like, there's a reason you've got to wear that. What's
Whoa, why are you wearing that? Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd say...
You had to buckle that.
I'm into glory holes, but I don't like public bathrooms.
Right.
So I just put the glory hole on my dick and then I can fuck the shit out of you. It's cool.
It's like, yeah. It's the best of both worlds for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you mean? It's not a glory hole. It's not like
it's
extends
a total
up.
Glory hole.
It is a wearable glory hole. You kind of
put your schlong through the hole. It's a glory hole, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm kind of in agreement with you.
It's
there.
Just like a sheath for your dick.
Well, glory holes are also sheaths for your dick. They protect your balls.
They protect you from seeing the gay
Never
guys
thought of that.
Your dick in the next stall.
But what's on the glory hole before you even get there?
Yep.
That's what
yep.
you don't...
Yeah, AIDS.
And are
much.
You wearing a condom? I doubt it.
Nice.
In the glory hole. Oh.
And shipping is discreet so that your privacy is protected. This product is not
what
available in stores, so visit Skrogard.com to make sure you get yours.
It's almost like it's a joke.
Skrogard, because protection is everything.
Look at it coming out of the guy's boxers back there. That's frightening. It looks like a catheter or some weird shit.
It's not a joke. It is a real product. And I will say that there
Dude,
are...
Dude, ask them to send us that product, truly. We should get in touch with them and be like, we're Ono Radio Show. Send us a couple Skrogards. We'll take them for a ride.
This is in the interest of public health and safety. We want to make sure, you know, kids out there are being safe. We want to review this thing.
We need to. We should. We should all try it on mm-hmm. on the show.
Yep.
We'll wear
Skrogard
it while we
ourselves.
Do the show, and then we'll talk about our Skrogards.
Do you think would your respective woman,
well,
she just laugh?
Just gonna be,
I think Teresa would just
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah, if I dropped it and was ready to make love with Skrogard on, I feel like we would have a little whistle blow and a timeout.
Let's just Whoa. Talk about this right now.
Yeah. What's that? Honey, it's Skrogard. Ty was telling us about it.
It's great.
He said it was like a glory hole. It's hot, right?
It's hot.
It's different, baby.
You still love me.
Order now. The VO Skrogard. Guy's here. He's gonna narrate our sexual intercourse, right? Yeah. Right, guy?
Yes, I am.
I know
All kidding
you both
aside,
too well.
All kidding aside, I would say that it's a necessary thing for some people. Like, there, you can get some STDs from not just...
HPV dog.
Yeah, sticking your dicks in and things, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta watch out for that stuff.
The trippy
shit.
Dick, you know.
It's for that those extra whorish nights. It's
it's those nights that you know you get lost
mm-hmm.
in different things,
That's
different
right.
people, different vaginas.
But yeah, okay. So Skrogard. You can visit Skrogard.com, by the way, if you're in the market. For
There's
that.
A free plug.
Can I,
pay
free
us, Skrogard.
If I could get it at Walgreens, I would say they had made a success.
I feel like Skrogard would just be a great stocking stuffer.
Right?
That would be a
Have
good
a Skrogard,
yeah.
Sonny.
I saw this on TV.
I thought of you.
I thought of you. I said you guys could try it.
You're in college now.
Yeah, you're in college now. All of a sudden, our mothers
you
are
gotta,
all Jewish.
You got to watch out for your balls.
We should have a.
I mean,
older
everybody puts a condom on. But...
Everybody's got to put a sock on their puppet.
I don't know. I mean, we should have an old Jewish lady just review products on the show.
That would
be
good. It would be good. That'd be good. Yeah. She
should be
old...
eating like a whitefish sandwich and shit. Like,
yes.
Is that what they eat?
Yes. Whitefish is big.
Some lox.
Lox, yeah.
Lox on the bagels.
I don't really have a lot of experience with old Jewish people.
Well,
they're their own thing.
They are their own.
I've been in like a restaurant where I was not the only old Jewish person eating a whitefish sandwich before my life. Like, what do I order in here? I mean, what's good? You don't know.
Are they aliens? Are they
maybe?
Maybe
it's possible.
You know who
we
I think
could explore that.
You know who I think's an alien is. I know you saw the video. That chick that can sing polyphonically, where she can sing multiple notes at the same
time.
I saw
it, but I didn't hear it. Is it whack?
It's fucking nuts, dude. We'll pull it up next segment.
I know about that a little bit. Like I understand how that all happens. It just takes a while to perfect it, like she has.
Yeah, and she's obviously like a very.
And
well...
she introduces it kind of slow. If you bring that shit up, you should do it.
I'll fast forward into it. Yeah. I'll go like about halfway through the video or something. But this is polyphonic overtone singing, Anna Marie Hefele.
I feel like I might be able to do it if I try hard enough.
Work on it for the next show.
Yeah, definitely get around to working on that because it's. No, I swear to God, I played it for Teresa. First words out of her mouth were. She's an alien. That's not even right.
Well, I've done this with instruments before.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
But you hear the high tone, right?
It gets more impressive the further into what she gets.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That there. That sounds like a synth or something. That's like the those really high notes that are going on there. Like that shit's.
She's kind of hot.
I did explore that with instruments. You can do it with instruments. Play polyphonic, like playing using your voice while you're playing.
Right.
You know, basically.
Right.
I could kind of do it with a tuba.
Like Peter.
I could see that, like with wind instruments and stuff. No, I get what you're saying.
But at the same time, I understand what's happening. It's definitely tough to control.
It's definitely tough to control.
It's a monkish thing too, like because you always have to have the one tone, mm-hmm. the low tone,
and then you're branching off. From
but
there.
You're still kind of musically limited to what intervals you can play. You know?
Absolutely,
still,
yeah.
And she's kind of sexy in German, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah. She's got that going for her, and the whole singing thing.
Jesus, we've almost done an hour, guys.
She is a German, right?
Where the hell did that? Pretty where the sure hell did that go?
Up in smoke, yeah.
That was an hour?
Yeah, almost. Jesus.
Balls.
All right.
Balls.
All right, we'll go to one last video here before we go on break. And this will just piss us off.
Cool.
it'll piss us off, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of these going around. And I just like playing them because I like showing how big a douchebags cops are in general.
Yes, awesome.
And this one's been going around. This one's called Profile for Disc Golfing. This is a cop watch video, and
she did not feel good. Like she felt like she was gonna puke.
So this is just like mainly just audio coming from it's a stop in a car. Kids basically record video on his phone, and he's got it in his lap, and he's recording what the officer's gonna say to him. And
information back,
thanks.
This is just a written warning. Make sure you had your headlights on. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You play frisbee golf?
I do a lot, actually. I play out at Heritage.
Okay, I need you to answer me a question. Mm-hmm. Why is it everybody that plays frisbee golf smoke weed?
No, it's not everybody. It's just those select few.
No, it's everybody, man. You can't tell me you've never smoked weed before.
I mean, I'm not gonna tell you one way or another.
See, there you go. How much weed do you have in the car tonight?
I don't.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all. Nothing on my person.
So if I searched your car, you wouldn't have anything in there at
all? If you searched me right now, I would not have anything on my person.
What about your car?
Nothing in my car.
Okay. All right. You understand you're free to go and everything, but you wouldn't have a problem with me looking through your car?
I actually would, just because I have a disc golf bag doesn't mean that every disc golfer does.
I don't like that. First off, you're free to go, but you don't mind me having a look around your car?
Right.
To get consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have weed? So I would actually.
So you have weed in the car then is what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is I would mind if you searched my car because you're profiling me based on me being a disc golfer.
Yeah.
No, I just asked you a question, but you admitted that you have smoked weed in the past during our conversation.
No, we didn't.
So that's what I'm asking.
I didn't do that.
You know, what I said was I'm not going to say one way or another whether I smoke pot.
Okay. Well, Well, that's a yes.
No, it's not. It's saying I have not smoked. It's saying one way or another, I have not smoked pot.
Okay. So you don't have anything in the car, though, I need to know about?
No. And just so you know, you are being recorded.
That's perfectly fine. So are you. Audio and visual.
Perfect.
I just find it curious, you know, like you said, when I asked you that question, why is it everybody that plays frisbee golf smoke weed? And you're like, well, it's not everybody. So you answer my question there, and I ask you if you've ever smoked weed, like you said, and you're not going to say either way. So that's a yes to me. Because okay. if you didn't, you would say no, correct?
No.
Get out of here,
because
you dick.
I don't trust police officers, so I feel like I don't have to give you an answer.
Okay. All right, well, if you don't have any questions, you're free to go then.
All right, excellent. Hey, thank you very much, officer.
Yep,
I'd just like to shake
we'll
your
see
hand.
You later.
Yeah, because he knew he had no justification whatsoever unless the kid let him to search his car.
I'm glad he didn't puss out in the middle.
No, and it's easy to do. It's easy to say I'm standing my ground with these bastards, and it's really easy to just you get to get out of the car, and you know, because there's so many ways that they can just turn it in their favor and make you into a criminal based upon just trying to use your rights.
Yeah, exactly.
And
they know exactly what things to say.
They absolutely do.
Yeah, because that's all they do.
Yeah. It's
coerce you, basically.
Yeah, it's coercion. It's and that's why I think this day and age of the technology being implemented and just you being able to have your phone, like from now on, I am never gonna not have my shit rolling, even if it's just in the passenger seat or next to me. It's gonna be rolling, so I'm at least getting audio of the conversation.
Right.
Yeah, my problem is I'm always out of space on my damn phone.
No, yeah.
Hold on, officer. I'm just deleting a couple apps here.
Yeah, can you just wait a second?
Oh, Netflix is so big now. What's going on?
What should I do, Hulu or Netflix? Which one should I delete? Asking the cop.
Do I have that? I said that saved on my computer. Let me get rid of that album. They're getting rid of music. And
it was weird. Like on this thing I was working on, they had like a day where like cops had to be out on set. And there were like three or four cops, which was weird because in the essence of it, yeah, maybe. But like these guys stood around and they were so like there was one cop that was kind of like smiley and affable and like talking to people. But the other guys, I mean, they stood there with like the hardest ass looks on their faces.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, like, you're all getting paid
probably
double to do this.
They're getting
job.
Paid more than normal.
But also, you're putting on this. It's just like there is such a fucking look to some cops, you know? Like it is truly if any of those guys that I saw on the set pulled somebody over, they'd be doing that kind of shit. They'd be probably trying just to be intimidating is the word. You know?
Yes.
There's like an essence of intimidation and you're like, let the guard down. Be a human being too. You don't have to be the sentinel that you think you need to be, you know, like with some cops.
Exactly.
It's your job description, it says protect and serve, not be a fucking douchebag. It's the serving part. Like, I get that they do a lot of protecting of us. They do, for the most part. If some crazy motherfucker's out there with a gun, the cops are doing what they can in that moment to shut it down.
Right.
In that regard, they're doing their job. I get that part. But you're the serving part, I don't see much of that in today's society. I don't see much of that at all. And it can be the smallest thing.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's treating people like goddamn human beings before you treat them like a criminal. Have a reason to treat me like a criminal,
we're
disc
all perps
golf
now, though. We're all perpetrators, and I feel like law enforcement's mine now. I do think that when they genuinely pull someone over, unless you're, grandma with the white hair and the innocent, demeanor, I'm thinking most people, even kids, but even if it's not that, it's not like you're going to harm somebody kind of perp, but like this poor kid, like, oh, this kid kind of looks like a stoner. I'm going to fucking search his car and just perfectly find the weed that I know is in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Terrible in profiling people. This is bullshit.
Is it strange that cops have like formed their own archetype though, like their own like character? It to me, like
more than ever now.
Because
we can show the world that with our and our phones.
Yeah, I'm always giving people the benefit of the doubt, I feel like. I'll stay on the positive side of an outlook.
Right.
But cops? Fuck me, man. It, like 75%? I'm giving it a high percentage. 70% of cops?
They're a fucking gang, man.
Are dicks.
Yeah. No, I think,
and they're just out to
Think you're right.
They're out to figure out a way to get you to pay into, a ticket or whatever where they're going to get money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're guilty or not. They're just, yeah, how can I fucking,
bullshit.
Rape you?
It's all the extortion stuff that's been happening, you know, not lately. It's been happening for forever, honestly. But John Oliver did a whole thing about it. You know, it's the way that they can seize your assets, the way that they can almost take a physical item to trial. It's basically the carrying large amounts of cash thing. There's plenty of stories that the guy had a legitimate reason to be carrying this cash. He was going to go, say, buy a car off of eBay or Craigslist or something, right. And he was going to
Craigslist
and can prove it like digitally. Like I've seen these stories where he can prove it digitally. Like this is why I'm going. Like as you can see, I've made arrangements to do this today. And still, no, yeah. That money is taken, and it's basically all...
stolen.
It's stolen, and there have been plenty of police departments that have come out and basically said, you know, they've come under fire for these things because of the money. All this money, I think it's something like 85% of it just goes straight back into their pockets,
right.
Like into the department's pockets.
Right.
Like, wow. And it goes in there... it doesn't, you know,
that's why
it doesn't count for any of their like budget. No.
Yeah.
They still get their budgets, you know, just the same. This is just money on top that they can buy frivolous shit with, to which one department, I think in Oklahoma or somewhere, I don't know where it was, bought a, what was it? Oh, a margarita machine with those funds. You know,
for the office.
I remember that.
Yeah,
so you're all promoting drinking at your office as well.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a double dick move.
Were you going to say something, Ty?
I was, but I forgot.
It's all right.
He lost it.
Craigslist.
It's fine. It's fine. We're going to break. We're going to break anyway. It's about that time.
But damn it, I had a good.
It'll come back to you.
Isn't it weird? That segment just seemed to feel like it flew the fuck by. I don't know. Here's some Against Me. We'll give it about, well, I don't know, 15 minutes. We'll be back. 20 minutes. Who knows?
We'll be back.
Eat a bag of eggs.
Eat them.
Oh, that's later.
Buddy's worse off and he throws you his car keys. Blue lights are blinking, 4 o'clock in the morning. State Trooper makes you wish that you'd never been born.
Better call Saul, better call Saul.
You wanna tell the world you're in love with a girl named Fran? So you find an overpass and you say it with a spray paint can. Blue lights start a blinking, those handcuffs click. You know who to call and you better call quick.
Better call Saul, better call Saul.
You better call Saul.
I am hoping so much that this is the actual theme song for the show.
I don't think it will be.
I don't think it will be either, but I kind of want it to be.
Definitely not like the 2-minute version. But
No. I think it'll be an abbreviated version of this, personally.
I like it. It's got a... You know what? It takes it completely away from Breaking Bad.
And I'm hoping that's what they do with the show.
That's what they're going to do.
I'm hoping they don't try and recreate the majesty that is Breaking Bad.
You can't do it.
They know that they can't. It has to be something completely different.
Yeah. It's got to be Bob Odenkirk's thing, his vehicle.
I love the Bob.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's the new show that's called Better Call Saul,
based on the character Saul Goodman
from Breaking Bad. I guess it's going to take place in the years before Breaking
Bad.
It's like a prequel.
In that universe, basically.
As he's kind of learning how to be the scumbag lawyer he later becomes. And I guess we're going to probably see some... I'd hope that we see a little bit of... look at that.
Oh, shit.
But no, I hope we see a little bit of crossover from some of the older characters.
That would make it so much better.
Absolutely.
If you got little cameos.
Exactly. Oh, who's this scumbag calling into the Oh No Radio show?
Oh, my God.
Long lost Duncan.
Are you guys Are you guys in Civilization? Because I forgot what that's like.
Yeah, I think there's some like people.
It's a jungle
around.
Out there.
You're in a city of some sort.
No, he's
Jesus. No, it's not a city. It's like
a burb.
It's a farm.
There's shit smells.
I think it's a farm.
Can you throw a rock and hit a cow right now, Duncan?
You know how...
Oh, I could absolutely.
Do you know how bored I know Duncan has been? Is that he texted me the other day that he had this, like, grand adventure planned, right? And you know what the grand adventure was?
What?
Going to the Best Buy.
Oh, shit, dude. How was that?
It was grand.
I didn't even go. I didn't even go.
Was it next to the subway?
They closed at, like, 6 o'clock around here.
Fuckers.
Well, thanks for calling, buddy. We miss you certainly in studio. It's always a pleasure to talk. Do you have any updates for us? I mean, I don't really know how to do this.
No, I mean, I'm spreading the word of scumbaggery throughout the whistling plains of North Dakota.
Well, that's good.
As well you should. We need to come up with your segment.
I don't know what else to do.
There needs to be the Duncan segment.
Slam
when you
Duncan.
Call in.
Slam Duncan.
Too much sports for him.
That was the most horrible pun that I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's pretty good.
Stick around. There's a lot more where that came from.
I think honestly, it's a great idea because then he can do slam poetry and
poetry slam.
Yeah, you're gonna do a poetry slam.
Mean,
it's called Slam Duncan.
I'm pretty good at that. I mean, I do sit here in my hotel room and watch nothing but old episodes of Def Poetry Jam.
Yeah,
and I have bongos with me.
Oh, I gotta have bongos. Nice.
Nice. I hear them. They sound good.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So did you work today?
I work every day.
A little bit.
A little bit? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't call it work. I had to be at the place where other people work. But I can't call what I do work.
Well,
I
supervising?
Call what I do being awake.
I'm
awake.
Duncan is on tour. For those of you who don't know, he's on tour. We won't mention the name of the tour or anything. But
maybe
no,
we
shouldn't.
But
he's out there, and even you, Duncan. You knew this. You were walking into a fairly easy job, but you didn't quite know the scope of it when you got there. I think right now, Duncan, you're what, in charge of like 4 bubble machines? Is that about what you're doing?
Got some fog, some bubbles.
It's 4 confetti cannons.
Confetti cannons.
Like 18 bubble machines.
Oh, 18 bubble machines.
Pretty much it.
And one DJ station.
They don't even fucking work. It's okay.
They don't even work?
No,
do you also throw glitter on people in the second act?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly what happens.
He goes into the catwalk and just goes poof.
I don't even
You're just
know.
Washing glitter off yourself.
Around an air compressor, and then I fucking like make a lot of noise for 5 minutes out of the day, and that's it.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, this
it's
is good.
Solid.
This is good because you've been an unemployed bum for so long. You haven't had. You haven't been working
for like 6 months. I have not done anything.
Yeah, but now you can just get eased back into it
there
a little
go.
Bit,
yeah.
And
kind of punched in the face again with work.
But hey.
Yeah. No. It's been great. I mean, I've got people, good people. They're not as good as you, scumbags. They might be better, but I don't do well with better.
Mm-mm. They're better.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get worse.
No, they're probably out like doing awesome shit right now.
They're fucking exploring North Dakota.
They're fucking a bunch of North Dakota chicks.
Yeah, man. They're
I'm wild.
On top of buffaloes.
Yeah, about that.
You
the
did...
gig is on a college campus,
oh, God.
And it is the saddest ass college, and it's a university, and it's the saddest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. It's just like, wow.
Didn't you say it was?
Everyone's in bed at
you
like
said
9.
It was dry, right? You said it was what? No alcohol.
I would feel like I died and went to fucking hell.
There are signs that say, you know, tobacco and alcohol free campus.
Ooh.
Really?
But I mean, it's also North Dakota, so like there's really nothing going on.
Seriously, though, I mean, I know you're not a drinker anymore, Duncan, but why would anybody want to go and attend a school where you're going to live on campus? Where that's not part of the drill, man.
Like, right.
No.
That's
exactly.
Like diet,
that's
college.
Yeah. That's the reason.
I can't agree
diet
with that.
College.
It's like caffeine
free
college.
Because I enjoy some diet things.
It's just like doing the college without the fun shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's college life.
College life.
It's like going to community college. Is
no, hey, hey, I went to Vail State, bro. We partied. Vail
Look,
State, I didn't know that.
Here's the thing. Apparently, it will get down to a negative 60-degree wind chill here during the winter.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of kids told me that, and I looked at them dead in the face, and I said, why the fuck do you still live here then?
Yeah. That,
well, you know.
To hate your life.
My, you know, my family lives
like,
here.
Like, oh, you know, it's pretty much school, yeah? I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you got?
They got crazy accents and shit, too?
I almost get how people live in these places now.
Uh-huh.
But... You know, because you know people have been there for a while. It's more, it's settled and everything. I mean, and they've just grown up knowing it. But who was the first guy that was just like, you know what, this shit right here,
North Dakota.
Yeah.
This is where
right
it
here,
is.
We're gonna
at.
Stop right here.
I'm gonna build my log cabin right here.
Well, before their oil revolution that they're having over there, because North Dakota
is black
like,
gold.
They got the
Texas tea.
They're on the man.
I guess if you're
Texas tea.
Before that happened, they were definitely the least populated, you know, state.
Oh, for sure.
The per capita of animals and people is probably like, you know, like way outweighing people.
Yeah.
There's a lot more wild animals out there.
But now it's on top of the economic ladder of states just because of all that herb. I've seen
four Asians and no black people.
Not a one, huh?
I'm moving.
No,
there.
Not a one.
Is there a vacancy there? Do they need a janitor at that school?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they need everybody at that school. What they need.
Is it one of those things where you're just like walking around looking for somebody to help you and never find anybody that works there?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Is there even a janitor here?
No, that's the funny thing. There isn't. There isn't going to be a cleaning crew in the venue until after we leave. So every time I shoot off confetti, I'm like...
No more confetti on the ground.
So I
spooging all over the place.
I gotta tell. I'll tell
That's
you.
What I do.
I gotta tell you this, Duncan, and I was gonna tell this in the segment anyway. But you know about my racist long guy, Vinny.
Yeah.
Well, Vinny mowed my lawn a couple days back. I've been waiting, you know, for him to stop by and pick up his dough for doing the lawn and everything. I see him today, and you know how he drives his scooter around. He's got the scooter attached. He's got the lawnmower on a little trailer thing that he attaches to one of his scooters, right?
For reals?
Yeah. Oh, it's impressive,
oh, for
man.
Sure.
Tom was missing in the introduction.
I'm missing this.
Yeah,
big time.
It's a DUI cycle galore. It's good
pretty awesome. So this guy Vinny is he's been mowing my lawn for a few weeks now. Crazy New Yorker. He started spouting racist slurs in the first, you know.
Mostly because Craigslist Killer was busy.
No, but
he called in last week.
Exactly. Five minutes into the goddamn mowing my lawn, he starts, you know, spouting off racist slurs. But he comes by today to pick up the money. And
he's in a Ku Klux Klan uniform.
No.
Why is this everything here? I thought we talked about, you know.
He comes, I'm like, how's, man, Vinny, you know, it's good to see you. I've got your money right here.
Stack's a little light.
I say to him, how you doing, man? He's like, oh, that's so good, man. That's so good. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Well, you know, my blue scooter that I drive. I'm like, yeah, that one.
How could you miss it?
Yeah. He's like, well, so... The wheel fell off the other day, and I flipped over the handlebars. Apparently, the front wheel fucking decided to...
Did he face plant it?
Yeah, he was pretty scratched up. His whole like side was all like gnarly and stuff. And he's like, yeah, these people were like... There's like three people came around me, and I just was like, don't touch me. And he was saying how they thought he was dead, and like some guy like stopped
they
in the
he
road.
Was dead?
He was like not; he was just laying there in the middle of the road.
He should have been wearing a helmet and not riding a fucking scooter.
So yeah, Vinny, I don't know. He might be out of commission for a week, but he said He said, though, he busted one of his lawnmowers in the process, completely fucked his weed eater.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he's got a plan, though. He's thinking about selling, you know, that scooter that let him down. He's about thinking about selling that. He's going to have a little extra cash, and he's going to put all that towards a ride-on lawnmower now.
So he'll just drive it around.
Now he's just going to drive the lawnmower around the neighborhood.
Like at 3 miles per hour down the street.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to take him a
little
longer.
Pretty much the worst idea I've ever heard.
I like it.
He's really thought about his options.
Yeah. But he's looking at it. He's looking at 1300, you know, brand new. I get it. I got it. You know,
just buy a shitty fucking car for like $800 and then keep the rest of the money.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure that there's a matter of no license.
Oh, he was telling me how.
Oh, well, there you go.
Some guy was trying to sell him. Some guy was trying to sell him a used lawnmower. $600. He wanted $600. I don't want that. I don't want that thing. It's
What kind of fucking lawnmower is that?
$600.
Is it like a ride-on lawnmower? Yeah. Oh, okay. $600. Yeah, right. But he's like, no, it's got all the rust. I'm just buying somebody else's problems at that point. So I don't want to be dealing with that.
What do you think the scooter was, dude?
Who knows? This guy's a haggler. He
professional haggler.
I want to witness this person.
Oh, you're going to eventually. Yeah.
I hope I'm here at one point.
Well, I have. Speaking of which, I gave him his money and a little bit of a tip. And
you don't tip lawn guys.
I gave him a little bit of a tip.
Yeah, I know. Whoever tips
lawn
guys already paying.
Yeah,
what's
they
the extra
show
money?
Up for the agreed upon price.
And then he's gonna go. Remember when you paid me $30 last week? You're like, no. The $5 was the tip. And then you're never gonna be able to get back to $25.
He's like, oh yeah, you got to pay me that all the time now. I thought that was
No. Here's what happened.
You're the king of the upsell, dude.
He said thank you for the tip very specifically, and I'm like, and I said very specifically, yeah, man, I can't do it every time, but you know, every once in a while I'll try and throw you an extra bone or two, and I'm trying to like get him to partner up with me to here to
give him some candy,
get my neighbors to mow their lawn, and like we're trying to get a whole thing going, so for like
a lawn co-op,
yeah, it's like a lawn co-op deal, so I'm trying to butter him up a little bit, but. He starts looking. We start talking about that, and you know, I'm like, I'll try and get with my neighbors, and we'll figure out exactly when you know you can come by, you know, do their lawn as well as mine. And he's making fun of because they just cut their lawn. He's making fun of their job that they did, and it's like it looks like there's fucking hay all over the place. Like, he's making fun of them, but yeah, he's like, okay, let me give me a business card. And he's looking through his wallet. I don't have a business card.
He never even
like,
had
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do.
It's like an old condom wrapper. He's like, all right.
I got some at home. I'll come put one in your door. You know, next time I drive around. Not 5 minutes go by.
It's in your door.
He comes by again. It's just like, here, I found some. And I'll show them to you in a minute. But they're, they're like. The
Did
ones
he print
that you
them print, himself?
No, he printed them out himself.
Oh, nice.
And all it says is very reliable lawn care.
Nice. Just getting to the point.
30 years experience. Vinny,
yeah.
Whatever his last name is, and his phone number, which had to be scratched out because he's now got a new phone number, obviously, and he wrote the new number down on it. Though.
That just stinks of professional.
It's very professional lawn care.
I like Vinny.
Vinny's great. He's the jam.
And he does it when you're not even there.
I want to hear the ongoing saga of Kenny.
Well, Vinny.
Vinny.
Kenny.
Well, I don't know where Kenny came from. Sorry.
His cousin Gino's. His cousin Gino has called into the show before. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Gino.
You never know if
Gino Kenny.
You never know if he'll come back again. So Duncan, are you? When are you out of that godforsaken state?
Oh my God! Like Sunday night.
Oh, geez, sir.
A couple more days.
A few more days.
Sometime late Sunday night. Monday, I'll be in Minnesota, so at least there's that.
You going to be on the bus?
Isn't there an awesome mall out there?
How have you? So you've not seen the bus yet?
Like Mall of America?
No, I will not see the bus until...
go to Mall of America, dude.
Until Sunday.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to have time to go to Mall of America because that's like 7 hours away.
You know,
you don't want to see 20 food courts, man?
Yeah, it sounds like
so many food courts.
I've been there.
I've been all up in that.
Go place. Again and wear a GoPro. Relive it for me.
You know, it's
because Duncan does so well with crowds and people and shops.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's totally where he needs to be.
The craziest part, exactly. Craziest part of Mall of America is the fucking death ramp, is what I call it. The fucking
what?
To get to the parking garages and shit, the death ramp to go on is actually like tumultuous.
In your car. Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is it? Just really steep, or what are we talking?
It's steep, and people drive insanely on it. Like, it's like you're just like amazed at how fast that motherfucker just went by you, and like other people try and swerve around and shit. It's fucked up.
It's the death ramp. Okay. It's
the death ramp. Yeah. Mall of America death ramp.
Go for the shopping. Stay for the death ramp. Mall of America.
And check out Legoland, you know. Yeah.
So, how long are you in? How long are you there?
In Minnesota, 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. Okay, so you'll be moving
right?
through all sorts of shit, you know, coming here soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be ping ponging all over the place here shortly, but yeah, I will have no time in Minneapolis. Next week sometime I'll have, like, I think Thursday and Friday is when I actually have time off.
Gotcha.
Some me time.
Well, you can call in again next Tuesday.
Thursday, baby.
Exactly.
Thursday.
Exactly.
Baby.
I'll call in and I will check in and let you guys know that I survived the
slam dunk
tundra and you know.
Is it snowing
land
up there?
No, it's just cold because I've lived in Florida and my vagina.
Everything's cold
outside
of Florida, man.
Yeah, pretty much. And we had like two beautiful days where like I got up one day.
It was
Duncan,
cool, yeah.
It
cool
was 56 degrees when I woke up one day. It was fucking amazing. And then now we're back to today where it was in the 90s
scorcher.
Again.
Scorcher. Classic scorcher.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I hear. I mean,
what it knows.
It got up to 50 today.
Ooh. Wear a sweater for me, man. Please, just wear a sweater.
You know I will.
Thank you.
I'll sweater it up.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We're going to let you go.
Boobs.
Miss
you.
All
right. All right. Guys, have fun.
Miss you.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Wishes.
Bye.
This is love.
I got another call here.
Hello?
Caller, who's this?
Hey, if it isn't my favorite group of degenerates.
Jesus Christ.
Is
this
doing?
Gino?
We were just talking about your cousin Vinny
Gino's
just a second
to
ago.
The show. That's cool.
Yeah.
Who else do you think this would be calling you guys, really, at this point?
That's
well,
true.
We just hung up the phone with our friend Duncan. He's not in studio.
Are you
right
with Duncan
now,
right now?
Where are you
in the Dakotas?
I cannot confirm nor deny my location,
right.
But it is it's not cold. So, no, I'm not in North or South or Central or whatever Dakota. No.
Okay.
How are you guys doing?
Doing all right, Gino. I was just telling the boys how Vinny did my lawn the other day, and Vinny got in quite the he got in a little accident in his scooter. I don't know if you heard about it yet, but he's okay.
You know, I haven't been in touch. I meant to add. I'm sorry to hear that he had some problems. Hopefully, it was nothing that you would be held responsible for. Not that anybody's going to court anytime soon, but you know, just want to make sure you're. Doing everything you should do to make sure my pal's not getting hurt.
Well, man, I gave him a $5 tip today, and you know, I was hoping that could help. Yeah, man, you know, well, his front wheel fell off his scooter. We just talked about this, so I don't want to get into it too much. But his front wheel, you know, fell off his scooter, and he ended up flipping over the handlebars. So you might want to reach out, maybe give him a call at some point. You know.
Yeah, you know, I've been meaning to do that with all of. My acquaintances, and you know, that's actually kind of why I've called you guys, because I've got the proposition for you. Good business proposal for you.
Oh, okay.
It's too good to pass up. I haven't talked to him recently, but I heard the last time, I don't know, maybe your house might need some repainting. Perhaps your car needs some repainting.
Like my car.
Even your lawnmower. I don't know. I feel like something needs repainting of yours.
What are you saying here, Gino? Have you got a new business?
I'm saying I got paint on my hands that I'm willing to give to you for a very fair, very discounted price.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Too good a deal
nice.
To pass up.
I don't know that I need much painted. I can put you in touch with my landlord.
No, you need plenty. I got more than enough. You You'll get these tugs, trust me. You don't even know how bad you need this paint, trust me.
Is it good paint? Or...
Yeah, what's the deal with this paint?
I cannot go into the details, but needless to say, I've got a large stockpile of this paint. And, you know,
in a crawl space?
I want to help my buddy out.
I see what this is.
I don't care.
No,
I want to help you.
Gino, it sounds like you just fell on some shitty paint, and you're just trying to make a quick buck, trying to get rid of this paint here.
It does sound suspect.
Stuff. This is like the best stuff. You can't even buy this stuff. It's so good. They won't let you buy it. They make it bad, so you have to repaint. That's why the paint in the store sucks.
Did your Chinese contact get you this? Is that where this is from?
I'm sorry. What are you trying to say?
I asked if you had, you know, your Chinese contact got you this.
No. I can't. Like I said, I cannot go into details, but trust me.
Made in China.
Great. The best stuff ever.
Now, you said you can use the stuff to paint cars with as well.
Hey, you can use it for anything. That's how good it is. This is the best paint they've ever made. It's so good. Trust me. It's the best thing ever.
Well, okay. The next time I need some paint, I guess I'll shoot you a call. I got your number here saved into the thing.
I'll bring by, 40 gallons tomorrow? That's
how
good.
How much are we talking here? How much is a gallon?
We'll work out the price once we've made delivery. Then we'll figure out the rest. You know?
I don't know if that's a great idea.
How do you feel about seafoam green? You like
yes!
it? I feel that's a great color for everything. It'll all be God. Matching. It'll be wonderful.
Dude, seafoam green. You can't pass that
it's
shit
beautiful.
Up.
Maybe I'll pass your number on to Gino.
No, Ty. He delivers it here and you pay him.
I got a living room that could use that.
I might have gotten the labels mixed up. I don't know. But nonetheless, I promise you, whatever you get, it's going to be great. You won't regret it.
I don't think
you're... everybody happy. Your whole neighborhood or your whole street block, whatever, they'll all be jealous. This paint, they'll be
that seafoam green house on the corner.
It's the best stuff ever.
Okay, Gino. All right, man. We got to let you go. I mean, we got a show to do here. I can't be talking about, paint all day. Yeah.
Thanks, Gino.
It's good paint. Don't pass up this offer. You're going to regret it later. You'll be like, man, I wish I got that paint. Trust me.
All right, man.
Don't say no. All right.
Have a good night, Gino.
Good night, Gino.
Oh, God. He's exhausting, isn't he?
That paint, though. The paint, though. All right, we need to get this paint.
We need to get this show back on the goddamn rails. Getting all these fucking calls, getting all this love.
I think Craigslist is trying to call.
Is Craigslist trying to call?
I think.
I don't see it, but...
Too many call-ins, huh?
Too many call-ins. It's fucking almost... it's 11:30 at night. We're doing a show.
Wow.
I still blame Tom.
Yeah, my working ass put us all off.
Yeah.
Working ass.
You work like 3 times a month. I think you choose every single time that you work to
work
basically...
more than 3 times a month.
I hear some sounds.
It's Craigslist.
Show day. Oh, shit. Is this Craigslist?
Oh, of course it is.
Boobs?
Hello, this is the Ono Radio Show. Who's calling?
Ono Radio Show, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, God, this is Craigslist.
Craigslist,
isn't it?
What's up, Craigslist?
Hey, Craigs.
Yes, it is, in the flesh. How y'all doing, Mr. Butler, Mr. Tyler, and then my favorite Tom? How are y'all?
Good, how you doing, dude?
Good, good.
You got my dresser? Where my dresser at?
You ask me how I'm doing. I'm not doing too good. I'm not doing too good.
No?
These days, boys.
What's wrong, buddy?
Why are you saying
that?
What's wrong?
I got in a little legal troubles.
Oh, no.
Legal action taken against me. Yeah, recently got caught jaywalking.
Oh, that's no good.
I made me reevaluate my life. And now I was like, I can't be killing and raping no more.
Jaywalking made you think of that?
Yeah, I got
too much raping when I'm jaywalking.
And I was like, man, this killing and all this raping doesn't leave me to jaywalking. I can't be doing this lifestyle no more.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, when I get out to my killings and my rapings, I tend to, you know, it's
gone
like,
too far.
You're gonna jaywalk.
You're gonna have to.
Yeah, at some point.
It's kind of like your gateway drug.
I had the audacity to cross the street. You know, when in the middle of the road, not on the crosswalk.
So,
and that's when it just
you know, I had an epiphany, and I was like, I can't be killing and raping no more. I got to really clean up my act, so I started up. You guys know Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well,
heard of that.
I started up a little Craigslist Killer Anonymous.
Oh, you started your own. You started your own thing.
Yeah, I started up. I'm the only one there right now. I just do it, and I talk to myself.
Are you in a meeting right now?
What's that?
Are you in a meeting right now? Or are you calling me from a meeting?
Don't
yeah, I'm in a meeting right now. My life is just a meeting, really, with myself. Trying to figure out and ponder and really, you know, find my path, you know, my calling. This killing and raping is just getting a little old on me.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to be a crossing guard.
Not that I don't want to still fuck Tom. I ain't going to lie.
Well, that's good to hear, man. That is good to hear.
Ty was wondering, yeah, Craigslist, if he found his dresser yet. He was looking for a good dresser.
Yeah, man. I wanted to be real one.
All night, Ty. I got 17 dresses right now. I've been cleaning one out for you. The next one I got, it's a nice red. It's got a couple body parts still left in it, so I got to get that right out.
That's not bad.
I still stank like a motherfucker, so you might have to get some serious cleaning products because I don't really like clean.
You gotta bleach that shit a little bit.
A little Murphy's oil soap will take that out.
I'm a busy man.
Just take it outside and just like spray it down with a hose.
You know, maybe you can start getting into hobbies like furniture restoration, Craigslist Killer. You know, you could just spend your weekends and you could redo some.
You're so smart. I really like that. You always got best of ideas.
Hey, man, I'm looking out for my friends, you know?
Yeah, we watch out for you.
We got your back, dude.
I'm looking out for you too, Tom. When you sleep.
Whoa, hey, come on,
dude. I'm always looking out for you.
All right.
Looking out for you and looking at you.
I know that's you, dude. I know.
All right. Well, Craigslist, I mean, I gotta kind of like get the show back on track.
You do?
Yeah, I mean,
he said this. He said this two times.
Well, y'all have a fantastic night.
You too, Craigs.
I'm thinking about you. You know that.
All right.
We know you.
Well, thank you for calling, buddy.
Much love.
Later, dude. Oh, that's nice, man. What a great show. Three call-ins in a row.
Just bam, 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 bam. That's what happens when fire up the phone
when
lines.
The three people that are listening to the show call in. That's cool.
It's very cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Did I forget one? Is there more than two?
There were three calls.
Ty, what is wrong with you? Were you blacked out during that moment?
I got brain damage.
Seriously. There we go. Why don't you tell us
the
little?
Ty's,
end the show with brain damage.
Diabetes. Yeah. Once again, I get to blame for.
I think it's funnier the way you actually
told
us on the porch.
Why are you blaming diabetes?
Because it's not my fault.
It's diabetes.
Hang on. Set this up correctly. So we're sitting on the porch, and Ty just randomly goes, "So I joined this like page the other week on Facebook.
It was like you were telling us you were gay or something.
Yeah,
you're like,
hey guys,
diabetes support. I'm into it.
WilfordBrimley.com has this blog.
It's Wilford.
I don't even know how you got onto this train of thought.
I don't remember. There is a good reason,
which is key.
There
to
was
the whole
a tie
story. But no, you went on to say that this supports it's a support page. People post like things on how to deal with it, right? Like,
there's different ways of dealing with lots of shit, dietary updates, you know, what have you, whatnot.
Yeah, people with similar symptoms of you,
kinds of
diabetic
that are good for diabetics, you know,
all sorts of things like
recipes.
That. Sure.
Yeah. So what you got reading?
I got some brain damage, baby. Yeah,
long and the short of it.
Well, explain what exactly you mean.
I want to read the article that describes my penis damage too. Like,
so that's also a thing.
Wait, there was an article?
No, I want to see that article.
Oh.
I think you should write that article.
Yeah, put that out there into the support community.
I'd be poofing, baby.
You got to think of your. You got to think of your cool diabetes like the login name for that.
His handle for
Sugar Man.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I'll come back next week with an update for you.
Please do.
Instead of sweet and low, it's sweet and high.
Sweet and tie.
Sweet and tie.
I like both of those.
Go give us some options for Ty's login name.
That's right. No.
Diabetic friendly.
What was the issue that you had that made you tie it all in? Like, what are the symptoms?
Well, it's just in the last year or two, you know, Okay, I endorse marijuana. I'll say it. I like some weed every now and then.
Okay, okay.
So for a long time, I would blame certain memory problems. I like, well, I just smoked a lot of weed. I can't really remember my friend's name right now that I've known forever.
10 years or whatever.
I can't remember your fucking name. I can't call you because I can't remember who you are. But I had this thing I really need to talk to you about, but I'll figure that out later. But yeah. So it's like that. It's like I have little memory lapses where I know exactly what I want to tell you. And I know all the reasons I want to tell you these things. But I can't fucking remember what the fuck it is that ties it all in. It's like this black spot. So anyways, I thought I was just going retarded very slowly. I read this article, diabetes. Fucking diabetes, man.
That's the whole reason.
It was
huh?
another person's account of this.
No, well, it's an actual thing. Like there's I can't tell you
there's a medical term
for it,
yeah,
but
yeah.
If you don't control your blood sugars, you know, like, you know, somebody that might eat some pie and some delicious things and candy.
Jeez, I don't know anybody like that.
Donuts, Donut King.
Yeah. Don't look at me. Don't blame me.
No, I'm not blaming you. I want you to bring Donut King to me all the time.
And I gave you brain damage.
Where's the rappers?
There's only one right now.
Where's the rappers? I know.
But anyways, yeah. So you don't control your blood sugar. This certain part of your brain doesn't process certain shit right. And it has direct ties to your short-term and some longer-term memory, but mostly short-term.
Oh, that's good. Let's just get all the memory in there.
Yeah, you can have all of it.
Yeah, so basically all your memory?
Most of it, yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. Fuck.
Do you know where you are now?
I don't know what day it is. Where am I?
Seriously, do you know what day it is?
Is it a weekday?
It is a weekday.
Yeah.
That narrows it down to five.
Well, the only reason I know what day it is because we do this on the same day for
a
while.
Yeah, that's a good bearing.
Okay, yeah, yeah, fair
if
enough.
If we didn't do it on the same day.
You had no clue.
Thursday.
I mean, I know I'll show up when I need to, but
yeah.
Is it a Tuesday? Fuck, I don't know.
Well, we're not Tuesday kind of people.
Nah, I've never been
I am
Tuesday
the dude.
Today.
You all know that.
Of course you're the dude.
I am the Lebowski. But, well, I'm the dude, not the Lebowski. Or is
you're like diabetes
or
Lebowski.
Or dudeness, or, you know, yeah, El Deuterino, if you're not in the whole brevity thing. Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah, never heard of that before.
Had to do it.
Oh, God. Yeah. We've been on...
Boobs?
We've been on air for a long time. I think it's...
We started with boobs.
We started
diabetes?
With boobs. When
let's end with boobs.
Let's bookmark boobs.
Let's boobs. Let's... Yeah.
I wonder if
bookend
boobs...
Bookend boobs.
I wonder if boobs lose their sensitivity or can't ejaculate milk if they're diabetic.
You think that...
And poor diabetics.
Well, why don't you go to your thread and read it? I bet there's a whole section about breast milk and diabetes.
I just poof out my milk.
I don't like the way you phrased it as ejaculate milk. <Yeah. laughs>
Like, ejaculate only really works for the one part of your body that's if you're a man. If a woman, no, or your vagina ejaculates, I guess.
Just imagine, like, being going down on a girl. And she, you know, you're going down on her, she's on, laying on her back.
Oh my God.
And her tits are pointing at the sky.
And just sprinklers.
She hits that moment of
God,
ecstasy.
That'd be so sexy.
I don't think that would be sexy.
That
be like
would be hot as fuck.
Incredibly messy to clean up after.
I'd be so into that. Oh, sexy.
Oh, God. You know what? I think
see her
that,
milk
I'm
all
leaving.
Over?
I'm just gonna have to go. We're leaving with that image. That's just the
she
worst.
She milked all over me. It was hot.
She lactated, bruh.
It lactated so hard.
Oh God,
that'd be nasty.
I think I'm gonna kind of be sick,
girl.
I think I'm gonna be.
Oh,
a
I just
kind
of got sick in my mouth there for a minute.
In a world full of lactating tits,
is a world I don't want to be in.
Ty makes them lactate all over his face while Tom and Owen get discouraged.
We gotta get out
yeah,
of here.
Yeah, thank you. Fucking, thank you for ruining my short-term and long-term memory by thinking of that.
Didn't take diabetes to give, yeah, to make that
lactating
happen.
Breasts
okay.
With diabetes.
Jesus. God.
Will they lactate? Will they
Christ.
I think we're going to get out of here, folks. I think it's probably for the best for both you and us.
We've reached that point.
We have reached that point. thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have all of you in the chat room, to have you call in. And, yeah, without a shadow
solid
of a doubt, you can, well, eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Oh, yeah. Facebook.com/Ono Radio Show. OnoRadioShow.com. Mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. Use that little donate button on the side of OnoRadioShow.com and give us money. We really need it. Like, seriously, you want to see this shit get better or
come
not?
Come on now. Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
Only money helps.
Only money.
Yeah.
Be our, daddy Warbucks and just support us, all right?
You should hear the shit we say when we're not on the mics. It's crazy.
We're
it's
great.
Even better.
Yeah.
We're great.
We got
great people.
We need to fund a project that just keeps us on microphone all the time.
Yeah.
We're going to start an Indiegogo page.
Indiegogo donate button.
I don't even know what that is. We'll talk about it when we get
multiple
off of here.
Multiple donate buttons.
Just donate somewhere.
Actually, I think that should be the biggest button on the website is the donate one.
It should be, so obnoxious.
And then
you
little,
know what?
And it's like archives. Something really small.
I think we're doing that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be in the site design.
Hells yeah.
OnoMedia.com coming soon, and that's where that will be. We love you. And seriously, we already said it, but... Eat a bag of dicks!